Welcome. Tonight's program will dive deep into fringe knowledge of lost, hidden, and suppressed truths about the nature of our reality. The decoding process can be uncomfortable and at times frightening. However, you are not alone on this journey of understanding. Welcome to the Shadow Band Podcast, and welcome home.
You know what we got to do? We got to get Anomaly to, I got to make a full version of that song and have Anomaly rap over it, and we'll put it out on Spotify.
That's a good idea.
That's Anomaly, right? The Dreams Rare on Instagram. He's got like the long black hair with the beard, and he's always
cut off. God bless.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. He's always got the,
yeah.
Yeah, the hat.
We get him to rap on it, dude. It'd be sick.
Is he good at rapping?
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I follow the guy, but I don't.
He's a rapper. I don't know. He's probably not
better than me.
And he's better than me for sure. he might not be everybody's cup of tea. I don't listen to his music, but I know he raps. But he's just like, I think
platinum.
Okay. Platinum. All right. You ready for this, dude?
All right. I'm ready. Yeah. You wouldn't spill the beans before. So spill them.
Yeah. All right. So we had a conversation on a previous episode about how the false gods of old have permeated and transitioned, changed forms, been like readopted. We were talking about Molech, I think it was.
It's one of them.
Who was like the chambers of Molech, mm-hmm. and whatever, you burn your kids up in it and that's how you got it to rain. And then it turned into the owl god, Molech, right? There's another one. I didn't know about this.
Dun, dun.
So you probably already know, but I don't know. I didn't know. I just found out about this because my friggin' Instagram stories are like so primo.
You got the algorithms dialed in there?
Oh, and dude. Dagon.
Dagon. Why do I know that name?
There's a video game, and somebody's name was Dagon Ghent. Maybe it's Knights of the Republic, I think. But anyway, so there's an old god, Dagon. And I don't know the whole, like, the actual culture's story of it, but I know that there are people, maybe the, I can't remember who it was. I have to look it up, but I literally just heard about this like 10 minutes before we did the podcast. So Israel had fought a nation that worshiped Dagon way back. And it was a fish. It turned into a fish god. I don't know if it was always a fish god, but it was like a dude who was like half fish and he wore a fish hat, like the head of a fish. And they were like, look at the Pope's hat sideways. It's a fish.
Hold up. I'm Googling this right now.
Dude, I was like, couldn't believe it, dude.
If this looks like a fish, dude. It does,
dude. I was like, it's my Billy and Mandy button.
Dude, that's crazy. That's funny. Well, you know what's interesting about this? Okay. The Sumerian gods, the Anunnaki.
Yeah.
Right? You know, the beings that apparently came from planet Nibiru, right? Mm-hmm. That created humans to mine gold, right? They also have... But they have like actual fish hats. Like, you know, like in ancient Egypt, they'd have like the animal heads and stuff. Like the Anunnaki have like fish heads. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
This is like a thing, man. I wonder if in like the days where the pyramids were built, the Nephilim and all that, it's all the same. The Anunnaki, the Nephilim, these false gods, they're all the same. They were these entities that were brought into Earth somehow, gave all of this knowledge, and actually did teach humans some kind of incantations or something, and all this hidden knowledge. And then there's these cultures latched onto them. And then as just cultures are reborn and reborn and reborn and rebranded, they carry their gods with them. I mean, Islam is the same crescent moon god that the Egyptians, that the Israelites were worshiping in the, like, the golden calf. The crescent moon is the horns.
Right.
It's the same thing. It's like as old as time, but it just takes on a different form.
Oh, I see this priest of Dagon character.
Yeah, right. He's got like the little green fish hat on, or red fish hat.
Something very, so there's a meme I'm looking at, something very fishy in Western religion. And it's like, hold on, can I share this? I can share this because technology's
put
cool.
Put it on there, dude.
Here we go. Boom.
Dude, what the heck, bro?
And then like here, this is what I was talking about. This is,
oh yeah.
So it wasn't, God. Yeah, it's, well, it's like, yeah, Assyrian, Babylonian, you know. It's,
oh yeah, dude, that's like, yeah, that's some like Nebuchadnezzar stuff right there.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I believe that's probably what a lot of the stuff is, man. To be honest with you, I think the dude, that there was so much lost knowledge, man, between things like the floods, you know, all the destructions that have happened in the world, right? And then not even thinking about like the Library of Alexandria being burned down, right? What was lost there? What's tucked away at the Vatican that we'll never see? Just all the information. I mean, even now, dude, they delete stuff off the internet.
Yeah.
Right? The Nazis were burning books. So I think there was so much lost knowledge, man, and we were so advanced at a time that there was no way to carry that information on except for by mouth. And you're talking about like a 10,000 or longer year game of telephone.
Yeah. Well, this is one of the reasons, like, I know people have a big criticism of the Bible, like, looking like they're accepting or condoning genocides and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the one of the reasons why, like, King Saul, the first king of Israel, he's told to go kill all the Amalekites, all of them, the animals, everything, kill all of them. Because they worshipped this Molech god, and they were proliferating in the world. And so there's like, we have this culture right next door who's burning children to make it rain outside. This can't exist. It's a humanitarian crisis. But the problem is that back then there was no like rehabilitation, or, you know what I mean? Like, you were not assimilating into another culture. You weren't allowed to assimilate into Hebrew culture or Israelite. You weren't allowed to. So it's like, you know, you were an outsider, because you can't get, that cannot be allowed into their culture. So it's like you had to go and exterminate, because it's going to carry. And look, it carry on, dude. He let him live. Saul went in there. He let him live. Brought the king back and everything, like an idiot. And yeah, I mean, these ideas are like crazy. The other thing too is there's definitely like there was like a realness to things back in those days. At least I believe, like, that same King Saul, he goes and visits a witch who calls the spirit of Samuel. And it's like, yeah, there's witches nowadays and you could do your little Ouija board stuff, but she called the spirit of Samuel. Samuel's like, what are you doing, dude? You know you're not supposed to do this. And he's like, I just want to know that I'm going to win the battle tomorrow. He goes, not only are you going to die tomorrow, but your son is going to die tomorrow. You will not be alive in 24 hours. And they both died. And Saul tried to kill himself, but he wouldn't. He couldn't die. He fell on his own sword and he wouldn't die until the Philistines or whatever came and hacked him to pieces. When Moses like does his first things and he stretches his hand over the Nile and it turns to blood, the Pharaoh's wizards do the same thing. They take a chalice or something, I believe, and they turn it to blood. And then Moses throws his staff down and it turns into a snake. They throw their staffs down and turn it into snakes too. It's like, whoa, dude, there was like, you can't do that.
Yeah. So I think a lot of it is the same stories too, right? They just, everything's just rebranded to a certain level, right? And I think that, like, there's a, what is it called, man? There's a term for it, but how, especially in mythology and religion, that the same characters are just renamed in the new story, right?
Yeah, the archetype that comes through.
The archetypes, right. So, yeah, I totally think that there was some crazy stuff going on, man. I think that there was people that lived that had, like, abilities, man. Like, we must have lost or whatever our sense, right? What do we have, 5 senses right now, right? So
you got way more than that. This is something else I learned, too. They're like, you got your 5 senses, but then, like, you also have the sense of the passing of time, a sense of balance, a sense of depth. I was like, whoa, stop.
True. It's
like you have a sense of danger. Like you got an instinct where like something's about to go down.
That's because we've been hunted by cats and bears for all of eternity.
Yeah, like we have our general senses, our main 5, and there's like whatever, tons of other ones apparently that I never even thought of. I'm like, wow, dude, someone actually sat in the shower and thought of this.
We must have lost one of those senses, though, that is like what we would consider now like superhuman, you know, whatever it is, telepathy or some variation of something that we lost.
Yeah.
You know, and I really think that the dumbing down of our society right now with all the things, the whole long list of shit, I think that the dumbing down is done on purpose so that we can almost be guaranteed to never regain those senses back. Because when we had those senses, it was different, you know, we just had more power as people, you know,
something. It was either like the more closer to nature you are, the more tuned in to the universe and like the energy and the, like, I don't get woo woo with it. I'm not like rubbing crystals on myself to heal anything, but there's something about the power of your own mind to just, like when I went to the doctor and I was like, couldn't stand up right because my back was in so much pain. If I sneezed, I like hit the floor. My back was just jacked up. Go to the doctor. He's like, you got 2 options, man. It's either going to be surgery or you're a young guy. You'll heal out of it. My brain was like, oh, healed. No pain. It still happens, but it was not an everyday thing. It was like, once in a while, it was like, dude, my body was like, oh, you can heal out of this? Let's heal out of this. Healed out of it, bro. Like just the thought, just knowing that I could happen. Like, oh yeah, you're a young guy, you'll heal out of it. My body's like, oh, hold on a second. Oh, I think we're already better.
There's been stories, man. I remember there's a few different stories, but especially this one where a woman had cancer and she was like terminal. She was dying close to the end. And so she went and like took some new experimental treatment for the cancer, and the cancer went away, right? 100% gone. She was good. No problem. She goes back for a checkup like later on down the road where she's told that, no, we just gave you a placebo. There was no actual treatment. And then immediately the cancer came back and she ended up dying.
Oh, what the heck?
Yeah. Because
double twist, bro. That was an M. Night Shyamalan story, bro.
Because in her mind, you know, she believed that she was getting this new treatment that was going to like save her and the world from cancer. So the cancer went away. And then as soon as she was like, no, that was a placebo, she was like, and the cancer came back. Dude, your mind is so powerful, dude. But, you know, we live in, you know, whether you want to call it a simulation or whatever, like we live in something that is like operating off of our thoughts and emotions, right? I mean, you could think about like anything, man. Like if you're going to a church, like let's say you're in like a giant cathedral, right? One of those Gothic cathedrals built 1,000 years ago, the big organ, the choir, the acoustics of the arches inside, like it's just all built on
organ, like can take the wind out of you.
Dude.
A good organ, bro. It just hits that low note and you're just like,
right. And like, just imagine all of that. Plus like the cathedral's on like a ley line, right? Built on top of like a star fort or like, you know, just all of it, right? So the people, you would go in there to pray, right? So now you're putting out like a loving vibe, like positive, you know, whether it's for yourself or for others, you know, it's all positive love energy, right? Being amplified by all this shit. And it's like, we don't know how to do that shit anymore.
Oh, dude, yeah, there was like, I don't even know if it's like that we don't know how to do it, but maybe we don't believe it.
Well, because that's part, there you go.
There's power in the belief of it.
Right.
You know, it's like, we don't even come across a lot of those moments anymore. Like, I mean, you think about a David and Goliath moment. This dude was like, I'm gonna kill this giant. And this dude is, I think that's like 12 and a half feet tall or something like that. Like stupid. He was a Nephilim, a surviving Nephilim. It's like, not only, I think he was like 14, little guy, comes out there with a stick and some stones. He's like, I got this guy, man. Like, just believed it. And it's like, show me an instance, man, where we've got like heroism like that. You know, you're talking about the Spartans, bro. Just, I don't know if the 300 story, like, is, I think pretty sure they all died.
I think it's mostly real. Yeah.
Yeah. But, they all died. But it's like, you're talking about 300 bros.
And they did it. Like, what they believed.
All oiled up with the sword.
All oiled up.
I mean, that takes belief, bro.
Yeah.
You know, I just, yeah man. Like,
I mean, that's the whole thing, right? Because, like, again, the lady believed that the thing worked and she had no cancer. You know, in 1,000 years ago, you went to church and, like, you really believed. Like, there's people who believe in whatever religion they believe now, but you don't believe it like they used to 1,000 years ago. They believed it.
No, you know? Dude, that's why I listened to this video. This guy, Andrew Tate, he's talking to a Muslim guy. It's a Muslim dude's podcast. I can't remember his name was. It's not something I'd ever remember, but like, it's not easy to remember. And he's saying, you know, I'm Orthodox Catholic or whatever, but I've got the most respect for Islam because it's the one religion where most of the people, he's like, there's some diehard Christians and diehard Catholics and diehard Jews, but most Islamics, most Muslim people are diehard. Most of them are. You go to a Muslim nation, you best not disrespect any the way of life out there. And definitely don't disrespect Muhammad or Allah. Like, we can be cool. You cannot accept our religion, but guess what? Don't disrespect it. Meanwhile, I mean, over here, we've got, you know, gay Jesus, and we've got all kinds of like crazy stuff. Like, you could just disrespect the church all day. People in the church disrespect the church to the church. It's just, it's totally different. The level of belief has just gone way down.
Yeah, dude. And all that power that's in that belief. I mean, you imagine, I don't know, 10,000 people who truly believe something, right? You imagine all that power in the cathedral, like I described.
I mean, look at what we did in America, bro. I mean, just because we thought you should be able to be free to not worship, you know, as a Catholic or whatever. You're like, no.
Yep.
Not only, I mean, we made it here, brought all the diseases, fought and befriended the, you know, very people that we were killing, unbeknownst, a lot of them. I hate when people try to paint like the colonizers.
Nothing but slaughter. Like,
yeah, it's ridiculous. We came over into a savage land and made friends with just whoever would be friends, and we helped them and sometimes we didn't, whatever. It's just how all conquering, how all, it's all like that. But yeah, we came over, we did the impossible, man. Built a nation and in 200 years became the most greatest superpower in the world. Like,
well, I think a lot of that was due to like subversion and like grimy, sure, you know,
basis of it.
Yeah.
Basis of it. I mean, the trajectory, you got to think all of these other nations have existed for way longer and are still not at the level. Some have gone up and come down, like, you know, the England or whatever was, that was it. If you were England, you were the baddest, and now you're not. Other places have never risen through the ranks. It just, whatever magical concoction of like fundamental beliefs, human rights, you know, the liberty and the freedom and whatever, it's like a perfect, I don't say the perfect combination, but a much better combination of like, oh, you just made the most like OP characters in the game, bro. You put like, you know, like it's like when you do like an RPG and you like just get the stats just right. Like, oh, this is it. I'm going to be the most balanced. So I'm going to be able to just breeze through this game. I'm going to be able to do the magic stuff and the strength stuff and the sneaky stuff. And it's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be better than if I just did any one. Like, we just hit the stats perfect.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you know, but like, and it makes you wonder, or makes me wonder, like, what we could do if we just all believed something. right? Because that's like a big problem with today, right? There's so much division and chaos and bullshit and fighting and this and that, because we can't even agree on, like, I don't know, what a woman is, right?
That's because we've been fun vaxxed.
We can't agree on what an unborn baby is.
That's, dude, we've all been fun vaxxed. That's the whole point.
Speaking of that, you hear Biden's got COVID?
Yeah.
Four doses.
Yeah, but.
Boosted three times.
Here's the thing, though. One, we know that's all nonsense. But two, your whatever that gene suppression is.
Fun vax.
VMAT2.
Too.
It makes you not believe anything. So, like, you can't. You don't have a dying, an undying belief in anything. Dude, they've definitely dispersed that. 100% they have done that in the population. I mean, bro, look where we're at. We
talked, this was like the, I don't know, like the third episode we did or something.
Oh yeah, we hit fun facts early.
You know, like right out the gate before there was a vaccine, before any of it. And we were talking about this. And like, I never even put those two things together till like right now. That like nobody even has a fundamental.
They don't have, bro. Come on.
I knew that, and I knew about the VMAT too. But and like I've said it on the show.
He got unvaxxed, bro.
Dude,
what do you think you're pushing this crap so hard?
It's got to be in everything else though, too, man. Because I know people who didn't get it. That are still the same way, unless it just permeates through like technology and social media and shit like that. But
says it was in just this jab.
Yeah, that's true.
This
yeah.
Technology's been around for decades.
Yeah, we all got right? It.
Because like by the time it's shared to the Joint Chiefs, it's all. I mean, it's been developed. Right. By the time they get like, oh, and this is what we could do with it, and blah 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 blah. They've already, and this was like 2002.
Yeah. And it was probably already dispersed into the public before.
Probably already tested over in, you know, the little German Chilean whatever. I'm sure they're testing crap out there. It's just how it goes, man. And then you get all the way up today and they're pushing vaccines. I mean, come on, man. This is half the reason why people got so freaked out. Like the Christians got so freaked out about the Mark of the Beast thing. Because it's like, if you take the mark, that's it. It's done. There's no coming back from that. And so they're like, well, if I get my VMAT2 suppression, I can't believe. I literally am incapable of believing anything anymore. I lose my belief in God. I lose all of it. Like, I can't get.
Do you remember that video? I think I sent that video to you and Jade one night. This was like a while ago, like a year ago or something, right? And it was a video of some lady who was like hysterical crying. So upset because she said that she couldn't feel God anymore, like right after she got the thing.
I do remember that. Yeah.
Like she took it. And then like the next day or like a week later, she's like her daughter or somebody was filming it. And she was like, it wasn't fake. It was legit. She was, you could tell, you could hear the, you know, whatever, the sadness in her voice when she's like, I can't feel God anymore. And I was like, oh shit, dude. But that's it, man. But like, okay. So,
how could you resist the government after that? You have no fundamental belief anymore.
Yeah.
No. You will not die on any hill.
Speaking of the government, dude, you know who the new president of Sri Lanka is?
I did, dude. I read this. Hunter Biden.
I thought you were serious for a second.
Never serious.
No, it's a dude from the World Economic Forum. So
but you don't say, dude.
But wait. So this dude from the World Economic Forum is now the president of Sri Lanka because Sri Lanka was in debt to the World Bank and the WEF. So like their way of selling or paying off their debt was to put this guy in charge, right? And guess what they're putting out right now? A mandatory electronic QR code identification system. You have to scan your QR code that's attached to your ID in order to get the allotted amount of gas right now in Sri Lanka because of the gas shortage.
It's coming, guys. Listen, you got to stop fooling around with this stuff, okay? The beasts are here. They are coming, bro.
There's two people running to take Boris Johnson's seat, okay? Across the pond.
They have already been doing the government-controlled currency based off of a QR code. They've been doing it.
But
they just haven't done it like in mass yet.
One of the two people that will replace Boris Johnson, both of them, World Economic Forum agents.
Dude, Majid Nawaz, bro. He's been saying this, bro. My boy Majid, dude. He's been saying it.
And that's
went
it,
on Rogies. He went on Joe Rogies and said it, bro. He said they're ready and they've got all their agents everywhere.
He you said that
the next president of the United States isn't going to be in Soros's, like, not even in Soros's pocket, but in his family tree.
Klaus Schwab's.
You don't think tree. You don't think Schwabies is getting in here, dude? Bro, I wouldn't even be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if the if his actual last name was Schwab. I wouldn't even be surprised at this point. We just get, you know, Victor Schwab.
Like it's actually Klaus Schwab, but he's got the little glasses with the fake nose and mustache disguise on, and he's like, my name is Victor Klaus.
300 million votes. The Victor most Schwab. Popular president of all time. 300 million unanimous votes.
Oh, shit.
Take your vaccine and bow down.
Yeah, dude. I mean, look, dude, we've said it 1,000 times, but yeah, it's happening. I saw that today, and I was like, oh, there you go.
You are going to have to take it, man. You are going to have to take
I'm not taking
the name, the
I'm
number of the name, or the mark. And if you don't take it, you will die. What happens, bro? You won't be able to buy or sell. And when the image comes, bro, it makes you worship the beast. It will kill you if you don't.
Putin came out recently, like my yesterday.
Boy. My boy.
The day before, I don't know, like a couple days ago, Putin
comes out. Do you look so yoked at 70, bro? That guy is juicing.
Because he's a freaking clone, bro.
Walks into every room with his traps touching his ears.
So he came out and said that the old
this
world...
Weak man have to say to me.
He said the old world order has come to an end. So what does that mean?
New world order.
A new world order.
Isn't the BK New World Order, bro? You can't have it your way. This is some straight up McDonald's. The ice cream machine is broken.
I hope everybody likes cricket bars because that's what you're going to be eating soon.
Oh, man. It's going to be sick, dude. It's going to be sick.
You think?
Yes.
What?
Dude, it's going to rip, bro. Your friends, bro. Your friends are going to look at you like you're an idiot for opposing this. They'll be like, why, dude? Why? We all got friggin' race cars and everybody can eat and it's going to be sick. And then it's not going to be sick, but it's going to start off sick. They're going to be like, you know what? We're just eradicating poverty. We're just eradicating poverty. We got our own digital currency. We're going to set it at exactly what it needs to be. We're going to control exactly what it is. And there's plenty of money out for everybody to still be rich and the economy to still be strong. It's when there's like the super big disparities that you start to get like, you know, the imbalance that we have and everybody's in debt to everything. We're going to squash all of that. We're going to put out only the exact amount of money that makes everybody equal. And it's going to be like a lot of money, dude. Everybody's going to get a million. Everybody's a millionaire. You gotta get that mark on your forehead.
Right. Like you have no actual freedom or rights. Like you got to stay within the geofence of your county on your allotted gas. Yeah. And like,
oh no, and it's going to be plenty. It's going to be plenty of gas.
Maybe.
It's not going to be dystopian. It's going to be utopian.
You think so?
And of course, dude.
And then they're going to just
hold the rug, dude. You kidding me, bro? It's going to be like friggin' table magic. They're going to be like, it's going to be so sick, dude. It's going to be rip roaring. It's going to be peace on earth. It's going to be so great. It's going to be so great, dude.
You're probably right.
That the beast is, I mean, he's going to unite the whole world. Everybody's going to be like, yeah. The Jews who are looking for the true Messiah are going to say, that's him. That's our guy. And if the Lord is said, he says, if he doesn't come back any sooner and put an end to the nonsense any faster, even the people who know better are going to either be under such immense persecution that they'll crumble and they'll bow the knee, or they will also be like, I think that's the guy, dude. I think this might be Jesus, bro. This dude's amazing. And then you get the mask comes off and he's like, oh, dude, it's freaking Skeletor under there, bro.
Dude, that terrifies me because I know what's going to happen. We're going to be, no, well, maybe not you. I'm going to be the guy living in the freaking back alleys, avoiding CCTV camera drones and like.
You can't.
You know, like the movie, you know what I'm talking, every movie, right? Every future dystopia movie, there's always that guy that's just like eating rats in the sewer system.
Your
that's
friends
gonna be
are,
me, dude.
Your friends are going to rat you out, dude.
They probably would.
They're going to be like, listen, everybody's got the little beepity boop boop in their hand, and it's going to be good. But if we catch you associating with anybody who's anti-beepity boop boop, you're cut off. And it doesn't scan. Doesn't scan. Sorry, sir. Can't leave it any of the items. Doesn't scan. Police, drones, they're right over to you immediately. You get taken out back and you get that beepity boop boop in your hand. And then when they find out that they've been hanging out with you because your phone is tagged and your CCTV is tagged and their geolocation is in their hand, it's tagged, and your debit card doesn't work anywhere, I mean, what are you going to do? Your money's no good. You have $0.
Eating rats in the sewer system, covered in feces and mud to camouflage myself.
Funny,
thermal imaging.
Your friends would be like, funny, you're showing up to the store early. I mean, you got your exact rations. You got all the food that you need. You shouldn't need anything else. You're on the government diet. It's a great diet. Why are you here so early? Is somebody else eating your food? You know, we got a record of a guy, his old Instagram, Gent Hefe. Where's that guy been? He hasn't bought his food. We got him his government thing. Hasn't touched it. They're going to find you.
Man.
There's no hiding, bro.
That's the scary part, dude.
No hiding.
Like eating the cricket bars and having like the $1 million that's really worth nothing. Like that sucks. I mean, like you said, it might be awesome, but then it'll suck. So that sucks. But like having to do the Arnold Schwarzenegger hiding from the freaking predator. But like.
You can't, bro.
All the time.
Except it's all the time. And the predator always wins. You're not Arnold, bro. You're the dude who friggin'
I'm better than Arnold, okay.
You get killed immediately. You're the first guy that gets killed. That's how this plays out. I mean, look at Bin Laden, dude.
Well, no, you're right, because I've said so many things that the government would shut me down for on the internet already. Not just on the podcast, just like on social media, just talking shit, you know, and comments. Dude, they would probably scoop me and people like me up before it even happens.
Of course, your card. I mean, imagine if they just shut your money off and you had no alternative. There is no dollar bills. There is no bank account. There's none of that. You have no money and nobody will share with you. Otherwise, they get their stuff shut off. There's nowhere you can go. There's no food you can source. There's nothing. Nobody has gardens. Nobody has anything. It's government-controlled farms. You can't find it, dude.
Bro, so somebody said the other day, like, well, I'm already growing. I already have your food for us. And I'm like, well, first of all, that's awesome. Like,
they're spraying.
Well, that, okay. I didn't even think of that. That's a simple one.
They're spraying, answer. Dude.
I was thinking the...
my backyard?
I was thinking the robot bees.
There's grass seed in it. And it's full of everything but grass.
See, I was thinking the robot bees that they've been manufacturing.
Sure.
You only need one robot bee to get into your garden and it releases whatever signal or chemical,
all
biological.
It's all that. It doesn't even have to do that. It just has to have an egg of a parasite in there.
Yeah.
Some kind of pest that comes in and just destroys it.
Some lab created freaking... Garden
aerosol in there that just makes the ground completely sterile. It could come in and just drop a pest egg in there. And the ones that just are like lab created to just, and just all your stuff's gone.
like those roaches from the mummy. You remember the little beetles from the mummy?
Scarabs, yeah. Or, dude, what did... Hey, hold on a second, man. You hit it. You hit it, dude. The new Jurassic Park.
I haven't seen it.
They genetically modify locusts. And they're swarming all of the farms. They're destroying all of the wheat. Except for the products that were sprayed with biotech's stuff. They don't touch those.
Dude.
Dude!
Well, that's already partially real life. That already happens.
Yes.
Like Monsanto, which is not Monsanto anymore. I think Bayer owns Monsanto. But like that was a whole thing with, you know, Monsanto back in the day was that, you know, they had their Terminator gene, right? They had the gene that wouldn't allow the crop to reproduce. Like it wouldn't produce seeds so you could, you know, cultivate the seeds and make more crops. So that was the product that they sold to farmers, right? It was cheaper. It was more reliable. You got bigger harvest, right? But you had to buy the seeds every year instead of collecting seeds. Well, trucks would be driving down these rural roads between farms and the seeds would just be flying all over the place.
Oh my God.
And it was killing entire crops. You know, after like a couple of generations of the seeds, that half the guy's crop over here is now Terminator gene seeds. And he didn't even buy the thing, right? Now,
dude,
wasn't an accident. Obviously, they would definitely like unbutton a couple of buttons on the tarp and be like, go ahead and just down that road for a while. But that's exactly the same thing.
It's the same thing, man. That's what I'm saying. These billionaires. And these trillionaires and these elites who have just have bloodlines of ruling. They've been ruling class for generations, dude. They've thought of all of it. They've thought of all of it, man. There's no story where like the little guy is going to come in like, oh yeah, man, he resisted. And there's the group underground, blah, blah, blah. The group underground is getting, they're getting missiled. We're just starving to death. I mean, there's always like, oh, we're going to go to the Walmart and we're going to get the food out of the Walmart. We're just going to take it over, take all the food, shoot everybody up and leave. You're going to not be able to buy bullets so far before that happens. And the guns are going to get completely outlawed and droned and all that stuff way before that happens. But I really don't think it's going to be something you even want to resist. And you can't. I mean, you literally can't if they say there's no more money.
You see what just happened like in Delaware with the ATF the other day?
They showed up to that bro's house, dude.
Yeah, dude, because he bought two guns. They're like, oh, we got this. You know, it's on the books that if you buy more than two guns, the ATF gets a notification and we just come to check to make sure that you have the guns and you didn't do a straw purchase. And I'm like, bro. You knock on the wrong dude's house.
That's what they want, though.
I know that's the problem.
That's the one thing they're waiting for, dude.
That's the problem.
These diehard gun grabbers, they're going to come up and they're just waiting for some ATF, FBI, whatever it is, ICE to show up at somebody's door, be like, hey, we just got a, and it's like, that's it. All the guns are gone.
It's Waco all over again.
Exactly. It's all the guns are gone.
Waco, Ruby Ridge, all over again. See, that's the problem. See, on one hand, you know, I feel for these people, right? I'm a gun owner, right? So it's like, of course, like buy them up. No, I would never purchase a firearm.
Nah, dude, you're a liberal.
I'm a liberal. Yeah, for sure. But you know, like, go buy your bunker full of guns. Like, I praise you for doing that. Good job, people. But at the same time, I know it's one of you, one of my friends. You're going to fuck up and you're going to stand your ground when you have every right to. And it's going to like,
they're going to pin it on you, man.
Yep. It's going to spark the whole thing, dude.
They're going to have a song playing in the background. Do, 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 do. I'm going to be listening to our podcast in the back and you're just going to get that.
Dude, open up. Great idea. I'm going to upload the song into my Oculus and I'm going to start playing Super Hot. With our theme song. You ever played Super Hot VR?
Dude, yeah.
You know, so we have to like dodge the bullets and all that. Like, I'm going to play that to the theme song. That's what I'm doing. That's
sick, bro.
As soon as we get off here, I'm doing that.
That's sick. Yeah, it's scary, man. It really is, because like what I honestly don't think it's going to be anything worth resisting. It's going to be the people who really are fundamentalists, people who are really awake. You know, when it starts happening, because I'm not going to be here, I don't think. I'm going to be gone. But everybody that didn't listen to me but knows what I said is going to be like, oh, God, this is it. He was freaking right, dude. And it's going to just be, you either comply or die. Comply or die. At that point, it's too freaking late, dude. You ain't come find me.
So do you think you'll be gone before then because of a rapture scenario?
Yes.
How do you envision that?
So it's a situation just based on the fundamentals of why I believe it's all going to happen to begin with. So there is, cause I'm reading, I got the episode. I think it's up. I had a problem uploading it. I got to try it again, but I got the first Revelation episode.
On the Patreon, guys,
I'm reading through Revelation. It's going to be really great. Because this book is so trippy. And the more I read it, the more trippy it is. It just failed right a couple hours ago. So I got it. But so the things that happen once the beast comes in are judgments against man from God directly. Now, as a Christ follower, we believe that Jesus took all the judgment, and that the only like divinely bad things that happen to us are like chastening, you know, kind of just correcting our behavior or the consequences of our own actions. But it's not like I'm just walking down the street and fire from the sky is going to hit me or something, you know, like divine intervention pouring out wrath on me. It's already been taken by God. So for the things to happen in the end, they're all divine. The bowls, the trumpets, the seals. A third of the grasslands burning up. A third of the rivers drying up. The meteor hitting the oceans and poisoning a third of the drinking water. Just pandemonium. Horrible things happen.
What's with the earthquakes?
It's God stuff, man.
He likes the numbers. It's 33, bro.
He likes
33%, dude.
Yeah. That's half the triangle.
That's the number. That's one of the numbers. Go ahead. Anyways, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's this all through Revelation. You got seven stars, seven bowls, seven trumpets, seven seals. It's all sevens, 3.5 years, a broken seven. And then the second half of the 7 years is the tribulation. It's all sevens. It's all 3.5s. It's all 12s and sixes. It's all that. It's divine, though. It's divine wrath. I don't believe I get wrath poured out because Christ has taken that. So in order for those two things to coincide, the Holy Spirit has to be gone. Because he dwells on the earth. The Holy Spirit dwells here on the earth, strengthening the believers. So in order for then wrath to be poured out, it'd be like God pouring wrath out on himself. And he basically already did that with Christ. But that's why Christ had to become sin, because he can't pour his own wrath out on himself. So like Christ becomes sin for us so that wrath is poured out once for all, and that's done. So with the Holy Spirit being on earth, it's got to go. And he's not going to take the Holy Spirit from me. He's the help. I would need the most help in the situations that are happening during the tribulation. That's when I need the most help. And for him to pull the help away, it just doesn't make any sense. So based on the character and the nature of how redemption happens, I believe we all get pulled out. And there's a passage in 2 Thessalonians that talks about the hour of testing. We are being spared the hour of testing.
So pulled out, though, are we talking like, because, you know, like I think about this rapture idea sometimes and I'm like, what is that going to be? Is it going to be like we just like disappear? Are we going to get like beamed up? Are we going to get like, are we all just going to die within like a certain period of time? Like, you know, like what's going to.
So the rapture is actually crazier than that. The dead are going to come back. So all that have died in Christ are also coming back. All of the bones come back. He takes it all back. again, it's even the matter does not is not judged, or at least their souls. So the dead are going to rise and the living are going to rise, the dead first, then the living. So he's going to call anyone who's ever believed in Christ and died. Their bones are going to come back up, whatever rematerialize. I don't know exactly what it looks like, because the person who's seeing it, you know, is trying to make sense out of something crazy that he's seeing. So he's like, the bones come, you know, their bodies come back and they're caught up into the sky, and then the living are caught up with him, and it's gonna be a disaster on earth. I mean, imagine you're flying a plane full of people and seven of them, and one of them's the pilot, gone. A bus is driving and the bus driver full of kids is, you know, just Christian, whatever, and just, you know, just they're singing,
stock markets would crash, like the grid. Well, I mean, yeah,
it's gonna be pretty bad with that, but there's gonna be a big loss of life that happens, not just the believers leaving, but also whatever they were doing,
the collapse of all societies. Yeah,
every car that's driving is gonna, you know, it's gonna be bad, really, really bad. And so
that's just the immediate, like,
that's the immediate.
I'm thinking even like a step removed, where it's like, like I said, the grids are going to go down. You don't have anybody running the freaking nuclear factories for power and stuff anymore. Give it 3 days. And it's like,
good hope. Man. Yeah. That's what really trips me out, is like, I think the number is going to be a lot smaller than, I think it's going to be pretty big. It's going to be substantial. It's going to be like something happened. And I think that's when the beast really takes power. He steps into that void, rallies everybody together. Now we all need to get on board with this thing, right? We just had this huge world crisis, this global crisis. All of these things happen. My dad thinks the caldera in the in Yosemite, the Yellowstone National Park, the caldera, whatever, the super volcano is going to explode, and that's going to be like the perfect cover for everything.
Dude, that would suck.
Yeah, so it's going to blow up all of the United States, basically, from Utah all the way to Alabama. It's just going to be,
we'll be screwed here. Yeah,
rubble. Oh, the earthquake, those tidal wave that's going to hit the other side of the world. I mean, it's going to be a full-on, if that happens, it'll be a full-on global disaster. It makes sense that no one even knows we left. It wouldn't even be like anything crazy.
Dude, maybe your dad's right. Maybe that's why the West isn't mentioned.
Not mentioned at all.
Yeah,
not mentioned at all.
Dude,
just, it's just those other, it makes perfect sense. Not only the West, but the tidal wave that would go that way around would also like probably wipe out England, which is technically their West.
Anything so, like 1,000 miles of a coast.
Bro, it's going to be destroyed. Those are just little islands out there, bro.
We got to move to like the middle of the Siberian tundra or something, bro.
Hey, man. This is where they're all going. This is why the Antarctic is off limits. There's bunkers up there, man.
True.
This is why the Arctic is off limits, dude. They got ice bunkers up there. They're burying themselves. So yeah, I think it's going to be like one big, I think it'll be a disaster. It's going to be a disaster regardless, but I think there's going to be some cover. And then that's when the first beast comes in and rallies everybody around and says, okay, guys, look, we got this. It's everything's crazy right now, but we're going to come together. We're going to pull through this, and it's going to rip. It's going to be money for everybody, because the population just got cut in, who knows, maybe a quarter. Of the fifth, who knows? There's just gonna be, if the caldera blows up, there's just gonna be a lot of dead people, period. So the popular, but the Bible says too, in those days, man will be, this is toward the end of the tribulation, man will be scarce upon the earth. It will be difficult to find someone. That's where we're gonna get into the dystopia, the, you know, Book of Eli kind of, like, you know, you're just
once
a dude.
You already made it through all the, was it 3 years or 7 years or something?
3.5 years. If you make it through the 3.5 years, dude, good luck. That's when it gets bad. You want to go out early. Antichrist comes in, you got 3.5 years, dude. You want to be dead before that's over. Be gone, bro. Because that's when stuff starts getting nuts. Man, that says it'll be scorched by the heat of the day. Cannot work outside. Scorched. We're already getting pretty close to that. Man will be scarce upon the earth. The drinking water is, odds are it's poison. The grasslands are all burned up. I mean, it's just, it's bad. It's really, really bad. It's really bad. It says the man will cry out for the mountains to fall on him.
Damn.
It's going to be bad. But I'm pulling the
I believe it's going to happen too, man, to be honest with you. And I'm not even like, you know me, like I'm not like a religious believer in the same sense, right? Like obviously, like I believe in God and like, it's just a different kind of perspective on things, I guess, right? But like, I believe this is going to happen. And I believe it's going to happen because it's happened before, I think, multiple times.
There's been those apocalyptic events, man.
Whether you're talking like the Younger Dryas, right, that started the melting of the ice caps or whatever, you know, like, so we got to get Andy from the Deep Share podcast and Dan Unaki, Dan from Rising from the Ashes on, because they've been working on the Box Saga, right? And they just went on Sam's show, Sam Tripoli's show the other day. Yeah. So, but I gotta get them on because I was listening to that shit, dude. And I don't know a lot about it just from listening to it, but the basic, very basic idea is that at some point way back in the day, there was a place at the North Pole of the Earth that was like the paradise. It was like super advanced. It was cut off from everybody else because of ice sheets and everything around. And, you know, that happened because of a cataclysm, right? The Earth shifted and it caused like this pocket of humanity to be trapped there, and like they advanced because it was like a pocket of it was like Eden, right? And then the rest of the world was in turmoil for who knows, I don't remember what they said, 50 million years or some crazy shit. And then another cataclysm happens, right, which has those people come out, and then they start to populate the Earth with their knowledge of agriculture and all these things, right?
So oh, wow.
It's like, it's deep. We gotta get them on. But yeah, I think that these resets have happened, not just like the Great Reset. It's part of it, I think, but natural, quote unquote, natural resets have happened over and over and over again.
I mean, even if it wasn't on like a global scale, they at least happened on a continental scale, you know, empire level scales. I mean, who knows? I mean, we've got an idea of how big the Egyptian empire was, but I mean.
But even that, dude.
I mean, think about Sumerians. It's like the whatever cataclysm happened, whether it was war or whether it was another superpower just somehow popping onto the scene and wiping out the most powerful nation on the planet at that time. I mean, that's crazy to even think of. That like over there, there's a growing group of people that you just don't know about because a mountain separates you. And then you just have like the wall of death that comes over. And it's just like an army as far as you can see. And they just don't leave anybody alive and burn down like and destroy all of your knowledge. I mean, that's a reset, dude.
Yeah.
That's a reset. I mean, think about all the progress you're making.
Well, like even if something happened today, it doesn't have to be continental size destruction or cataclysm. It could just be like a couple countries get wiped off the earth. I mean, dude, now I know that like all of the shortages and the price of gas and all that doesn't necessarily mean that this is because of Russia and Ukraine. I'm not that stupid. But you look at like what's happening with the turmoil around the world and like we're suffering over here. There's no war going on here. There's no cataclysm happening in the United States, but we're getting shafted.
We're not, you know, we're not just suffering like economically, because I mean, yeah, it's been tough, but I'm not like,
yeah, it's not right. But you imagine,
look at the people who are suffering from mental illness.
But you imagine like a few countries just getting wiped out, like a meteor comes in and just completely levels, like, I don't know, pick five countries in Europe, right? Like, let's say it's not big enough to like really cause like physical damage, maybe some damage, but you know, we're fine. But the economic, you know, impacts and all that would ripple out, dude. Like the world would end. The world would end if 10 European countries just ceased to exist tomorrow.
Oh, dude, it would just plummet us into, well, that's the thing. I think the elites have the contingency plan ready. They're just waiting.
Oh, yeah.
I think COVID was going to be it, but it kind of didn't pop off like they thought. It almost looks like they're planning the crisis.
I feel like it was a test.
At this point, yeah, just like,
let's see,
if it happens, it happens, you know, but let's gather the data. Let's see what happens when we cause a global crisis.
And you know what's crazy?
The wars that we've had, they're not global crisis.
Right. You know what's crazy is they have that seed bank where they're keeping like all the seeds from the world, from every plant that they can gather. You know, you never heard of this? I think it's in,
oh,
I think it's in Sweden. I don't know. It's somewhere cold, up north, cold Arctic area somewhere. And it's like this giant underground facility where they're collecting seeds, keeping them like sub-zero temperatures just in case the world ends. But they're also doing that with our DNA. Like all the 23andMe's and the Ancestries, all that DNA is being housed in deep underground bunkers in the Arctic.
What?
Yes.
What?
All the data that's being compiled in the World Sentient Simulation, right, in the D-Wave quantum computer that Google owns, is housed in like a freaking sub-zero bunker.
Dude.
I don't know if that's true, but,
come on. Well, here's, like, eventually things get, like, super bad here, but then it all comes back better than ever, or not better than ever, but better than it was before. So it's like, you know, there's got to be some sort of, some sort of bank, some sort of storage, some sort of archive that we're building.
So all the gods of the past, they all, you ever watch Graham Hancock's stuff?
Sometimes. I don't remember any of it. Like,
you ever hear him talk about the man bags?
No.
So like all of the ancient gods that brought knowledge to the ancient cultures, they carried around like a purse, like a man bag, like all the carvings and reliefs and stones, like they all have this little bag, this little basket or whatever it is, right?
Okay.
And people speculate all the time. I think that they were literally, like, that's just a symbol, a representation of like, hey, look, man, we're the ones that have the DNA sequences, have the data, have the agricultural, the seeds, right? And they went out and just dispersed this among the old civilizations after the last collapse.
The bag of tricks.
They had the bank in Sweden with the DNA and the seeds, and they just showed up 1,000 years after the last cataclysm, and they're like, you get a couple of DNA strands and some seeds, we'll go over there, we'll give them some DNA and some seeds, and we'll start up, you know?
Something happened, man. And here's what's crazy, is either there are entities in whatever, you know, other realm, spirit realm, whatever it is, that are influencing, and their image are these false gods, and they are, you know, infiltrating the culture and the whatever, the society, in the form of a Dagon and a Shiva and all these, you know, Mothra and Godzilla, whatever's. And, or they were entities that did exist, whether they're Anunnaki, whether they're Nephilim, or whether those are the same exact things, that did give some sort of like either unlocked something, or just had and taught, or maybe also possessed crazy power itself. I mean, how in the world does the fish guy get carried from at least the Sumerian culture to today? I mean, how, dude? Nothing. It's like, it's just the gods. Nothing else gets brought through like that. You know? It's maybe crazy.
Maybe
it's like
they're worshiping living beings, dude. I wonder sometimes if they're even entities, but if they're actual just living beings. I mean, how do we know that there's not some fish-like being that lives for 10,000 years? Like, that's its average lifespan, and it's just been like the one in control behind the curtain. The Wizard of Oz is like a fish man or an eagle man, just like in the ancient Egyptian, right? All the gods with the animal heads.
Yeah.
What if those things actually exist, dude?
Yeah, what was it where like there was like a, was it Stargate with like the Anubis?
Yeah.
And they were like huge with the big dog heads.
Yeah. But the heads that they had were like technological.
Yeah.
Like they were like opened up. Yeah. So, but it was like ancient-y, right? I love that movie, Stargate. So good.
I did. It was, man.
But like, how do we know that those humanoids don't exist? And like, maybe their DNA is not tampered with, so they can live, like I said, 10,000, 100,000 years. I mean, dude, the Anunnaki kings, you know, reigned for 230 some odd thousand years, and apparently they each lived like 12,000 years or something like this, something crazy. So this whole time we could just be living under the same, you don't have to call them gods. They're just unadulterated humans. No fuckery with DNA.
Dude, it could be, man. There's theories out there that Adam was a giant. And I mean, like, not like 10 feet tall, like hundreds of feet tall. The whole earth, like, there's a theory out there that the Garden of Eden was not even on this planet. It was another, it was a whole nother planet. Could be Nibiru or Rahab, whatever these other planets are that were possibly in our solar system. But he was on a completely different planet, and he was like massive. And because he says he couldn't see the sun. He was so bright, didn't even need the sun. So it's like, how could you not see that thing? You know? And it's like, it's just total crazy stuff, the way that he describes himself. So there's like a theory that he was not even on Earth, and he was like massive, just a huge, this giant. And then he gets like stuck on Earth, light taken away from him, and like that's part of the curse. And he's like, this, like, I used to be huge. I used to be able to see all the way to heaven, dude. Like, just his whatever he could see, whether it was through dimensions or he could just have like a distance he could see all the way through all of space and whatever. But yeah, there's some pretty wild.
I could do that. Take enough mushrooms, you'll see through the dimensions, bro.
Bro, dude, yeah, man. And that's the other thing. It's like, they say that there were things that we were not meant to know about the stars and the universe. And it's like, yeah, they were tapping into something, man. I mean, they were tapping into something. And, but like, you can only speculate on what the whole point of it was. But the whole idea with the gods is that they had mastery over the, they had some sort of mastery over elements of the universe, elements of life. So, you know, your Dagon or your Molech or your Baal or your whatever it was like, they would have a lot of gods sometimes, but they all had control over something. It's like this idea had to come from somewhere. They didn't just make this stuff up, right? So it's not difficult for me to believe that at some point there were beings of some sort. I don't know, but that they were here at some point giving knowledge to man. And it's like, it's in our DNA. I always said DMT is not like us going out, but it's going in. Mm. Whatever all that information is in your DNA, you're just accessing that. Because, I mean, it's just coded in you. It's just coded in you, dude. Just like, I don't know, man. We think we dial into that. And then we just carry those things, man. We carry them. I mean, it just blew me away that, like, I can see one, you know, owl, Molech god coming through. That's fine. But like,
hundreds of them.
So many of them, dude. So many of
probably
them.
Probably still thousands of them.
Still today, in cultures that don't really represent that anymore. But they've just perforated through. It's like, bro. And not only that, but like, they're also reiterated in the Bible as like real, like they really needed to be addressed back in the day. Like whatever they represented and whatever the cultures were doing at that time was so egregious. It was like, we got to stop this. Like the Dagon one, I can't remember what nation it was, but they worshiped the Dagon, and they had stolen the Ark of the Covenant from Israel, and they take it and they put it in the temple and they're like partying and woohoo, we got their holy item, and they stick it next to Dagon and they're, you know, just ripping and roaring all night. So they, everybody goes to bed, they come back in the morning and Dagon's fallen over. Their statue was falling over. And they're like, who knocked down the Dagon, bro? Stand that thing back up. We're day two of partying. We freaking beat Israel. So they're partying again and everything's super awesome. They go back, they go to sleep. They come back to start the party again. And Dagon is falling down and his head's cracked off. And they're like, get that ark out of here. They put the ark on a horse and carriage and just slap the horse and send it off into the desert. Horses make it back to Israel. Just so happened. But it's like, these people were, it was like, they make it sound like it was such a small group of people, you know, it's just like this one little nation, but their freaking God is on the Pope's head, which is like the biggest, like, where is not Catholic?
Yeah.
I mean, like, this dude is the Pope, bro. That's the biggest religious figure in the world. He's got the Dagon hat on, bro. And then you've got like the biggest festivals in the world and the biggest entertainment in the world and all covering up one eye, all have owls on them. It blows my mind, man. You got the biggest scientific organization with the dang Shiva or whatever it is, or whatever it was, standing in the circle.
Yeah, Shiva.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, man. How do you trust any of it? You know?
You don't.
You don't, man. You get fun vaxxed and you don't question it.
You don't trust any of it. That's my motto. Trust the experts, in quotes.
Oh, dude. It's so crazy, man. Can you believe, bro? Can you believe we grew up like just so naive, man? Watching SpongeBob, bro, listening to Backstreet Boys and Blink 182 and Smash Mouth and just ripping Capri Suns and eating goldfish. And then this is what we I would have never guessed.
I mean, that's the whole point, though. Keep you know. Sweet, dumb, fat, and happy. Just
if you would have told me, bro, if you would have told me when I was 11 and I'm just watching Drake and Josh and I'm just having a good time playing Halo, that by the time I'm 30, it's gonna look like the end of the world is a couple of days away, I'd be like, nah, dude, we're not that close. You're telling me we're going to be locked in our homes and forced to take vaccines and we don't know what's in them? No, man. What is this? Hitler's Germany? Are you kidding me, bro? There's going to be global pandemics with no data to support it? We're going to have a president who is mentally deficient? No, dude. It's only going to be stand-up white guys. Now, man, I mean, I would never believe it. There's going to be a scientific agency trying to portal its way off the earth, trying to pull data from another dimension.
They were doing it all along too, bro.
We're going to have flying cars and teleportation and all this cool stuff that we were told. It's going to be so cool, man. We can teleport an apple from here to China. Bro, you have hypersonic nuclear missiles. And you're spraying gold into the atmosphere to freeze the earth.
That's the world we live in, bro. See, like, this is why I don't understand normal people, man. I don't understand normal people, dude. I see these people, see these videos, and they're just, like, so mystified by, like, the garbage that is just given to them in society, right? Like, you ever talk to somebody, they're like, you'll be like, hey, what kind of music? Oh, I listen to everything. And I was like, okay, like, what's your favorite, like, artist or band, right? And they're like, Lady Gaga. And I'm just like,
It's just whatever they're fed.
Yeah, like, they have no idea.
In particular. You're like, I like John Mayer deep cuts. And you're like, oh, okay. You're not just listening to the radio.
Right.
You know, it's like, what shows do you like? Oh, I just love Stranger Things. What else? You know, 13 things about, or 13 reasons. It's like, do you like anything that's just not mass produced?
Right.
What's your favorite food? Chipotle, and your favorite coffee? Starbucks. Let me guess. And you love Target. Like, it's just like,
that's it, dude.
The original out here.
Those people are still eating goldfish and sucking down Capri Suns, bro. They're just,
it's kind of nice though.
Shouldn't we need to go back?
That's kind of nice, man.
I'm going to get the thing from Men in Black, you know, the memory.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah.
And just, that's what I want to do.
They say ignorance is bliss, man. But this is a thing. Like I said, and I've been saying it, I'm not looking for the end. I'm listening for the trumpet, bro. Cause I'm not going to suffer. I'm going to be gone, baby. I'm going to be gone. Y'all need to get right, baby. Telling you. You heard it here first. Old Chuck is telling you.
Friggin' Chuck.
Chuck is telling you, man.
Oh, that's good. I hope you're right, man.
I'm going to get a shirt that says Chuck said it, bro. Y'all are going to wear it. And look, you can believe in God all you want. Everybody does. He says, who do you say I am? It's all like, who? What do you do with Jesus? That's it, man. You don't do the right thing with him, and he's just a good guy, and he's a this and a that or whatever. See you, dude. See ya. Don't risk it. It's not worth it. You're going to...
I hope you're wrong.
Go through the rapture and then go to hell.
Like, I hope you're right that you're not here if it happens, but I hope you're wrong because that would fucking suck, dude. You know?
It's going to suck, man.
That's like, let it happen in like 500 years.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, it could. Who knows? I mean, the guy who wrote it thought he was in the end. So, I mean,
everybody thinks they're in the end.
Everybody thinks, literally everybody thinks, this is the end, man. It's coming. Hillary Clinton's the Antichrist.
Could be.
Okay. But
could be, I don't know, but I gotta go edit a Infinite Rabbit Hole video tonight. 100th episode.
Whoa, dude. Big time.
100th episode. It is the Space is Fake debate.
Ooh, dude, that's a good one, man.
So, you know, I gotta spend a little extra time editing it so that I can,
everybody check that out, bro.
Pull up all the images. Yeah, it'll be out.
And then by the time y'all are listening to this, we will have the first of the Revelation series on Patreon. Guys, it's going to be a wild ride, man.
You better upload it tonight because I'm going to probably upload this to probably tomorrow. Honestly, I'll upload this.
Yeah. I'm going to, as soon as we're done here, I'm going to stick it in YouTube's and get it where it needs to go. It's going to be sick, dude.
I'm going to stick it in you.
I'm going to get the Chuck Said It shirts, and we're going to be friggin'. We're listening for trumpets, baby.
Ah, fuck it.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, thanks, guys. That's it. Bye.